Shelby High School looks to keep a great football season going for another week, and some of the top performances from across the state are highlighted on TikTok. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Each week on our social media channels and at MHSAA.com, we highlight a performance of the week. This week will be the 11th of the school year, and so far we have had some very noteworthy accomplishments. Like Kate Posey of Big Rapids, who carted her first hole-in-one on the golf course and helped Big Rapids to a Central State Activities Association title. Sam Schumacher, who started the year 20-0 in tennis, losing just one set total, who would then go on to win the state championship at number one singles in Division II. And how about Talia Schreiber, a cross-country runner from Pickford? She won a third straight Upper Peninsula title in Division III while posting the fastest time in UP D3 history. The second and third fastest times also belong to Schreiber. More than their accomplishments, Performance of the Week shines a light on the unique personalities of these athletes. What's the best fast food? Pizza topping? Most used emoji? They've got opinions on everything. To see those answers and this week's Performance of the Week, check out the MHSAA's TikTok page or visit us online at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, the Battle Creek-Harper Creek girls swimming and diving team won the Southwestern and Central Conference Championships, their first league title in 42 years. Battle Creek-St. Philip won a volleyball district title for a 26th consecutive season. Miley Grimm had 23 digs and 4 aces in district play for the Tigers. And East Kentwood quarterback Cade Kaufman threw for 5 touchdowns and added almost 100 yards rushing in a 49-41 district title win over Howell.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the football field this week with 23 other players. 23 is one too many. There should only be 22 on the field at once. 11 on offense, 11 on defense. But on this play, the offense had a 12th player lined up on the field. What's the call? It depends on when the penalty is spotted. If the officials catch it before the play is run, that's an illegal substitution and a 5-yard penalty. But if the ball is snapped and a play is run with 12 on the field, and the 12th player is not attempting to get off the field, then it's a legal participation and a 15-yard penalty. It's also a 15-yard penalty if the offense uses a substitution to create a deception.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. It's been an exciting start to the football playoffs as regional finals are being played throughout the state this weekend. Galesburg Augusta qualified for the first time since 1997. Manton qualified for the first time since 2014. And Shelby, the Tigers, not only qualified for the first time since 2013, but have won 2 playoff games, including a district title in Division 7, and have their eyes set on more. Shelby went 5-4 this year, their best regular season record since that 2013 season. In both 2012 and 2013, Shelby went 8-1 in the regular season and advanced to the Division 6 semifinals. This year, they've already won 2 playoff games on the road, beating Leroy Pine River in round 1 and Harrison in the district final. And now they are just 2 wins away from playing in the Division 7 final on Sunday, November 30th at Ford Field. That would mark their first ever appearance in the football final. For more on the Shelby Tigers and how they've overcome an injury to one of their quarterbacks and captured a district title after 5 winless seasons in the last 11 years, check out Tom Kendra's article found at MHSAA.com. And to see the schedule for semifinals, finals, or for information on the 8-player finals being held in Marquette on November 22nd, head to MHSAA.com and click on football. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.